There's a beautiful story about the Baal Shem Tov Zechusa Yogin Aleinu that's connected to Yom Noraim. A well-known story. The Baal Shem Tov was davening on Yom Noraim, and the Kehillah got a sense that there was a terrible Gzar Din in Shamayim. That the word in heaven was not good, because the Baal Shem Tov was crying and he was down and he wasn't his normal Simcha Dika self. And then the Baal Shem Tov stopped for 10 minutes. It's already now close towards Ni'ilah. And then the Baal Shem Tov starts up again with a tremendous joy, with a tremendous Simcha. And the Hasidim asked him, Rebbe, what changed? It looked like there was a terrible Gzar Din. And the Baal Shem Tov said, you didn't notice? Something big happened in the heavens. There was a poor peasant boy that walked into the back of the shul. And that boy was only able to study in Cheder up until he learned Kamatz Aleph, Ah, Kamatz Beis Ba. And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put my tefillos together. Oh, ba, va, ga. That should be my tefillah, because I don't know how to daven. And the Baal Shem Tov said, Unzere hecher kavanas, our high kavanas, which Chassidus and Kabbalah emphasize, was nothing compared to the tefillah of that simple boy. There is a simplicity that we're supposed to tap into. A deep, something that's very deep and very profound, going towards Yom Noraim. B'siyata d'shmaya, today I'd like to try to understand what that deep simplicity is about. There's a very strange pasuk in regards to Rosh Hashanah. In regards to Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk in Ezra describes that there were many Jews who were much worse off than you and I were. They didn't even know it was Rosh Hashanah. And Ezra calls them together, and he tells them, do you realize how far you are that you forgot about Rosh Hashanah? Vayisabolu. And the people begin to cry. And then Ezra says something really, really strange. He says, Ichlu mashmanim mushesu mamtakim. Go home and eat well, ki chedvas Hashem, because the joy of God, himi uschem, that's your strength. This is Rosh Hashanah. This is the Yom HaDin. They're sad. He says, ichlu mashman mushisu mamtakim, ki chedvas Hashem, joy with God, himi uschem, that's going to be your strength. What does that mean? The joy with God, that's going to be your strength. Two more questions. Which should come first? Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah? Some ways, it would seem to make much more sense that Yom Kippur should come first. What happens on Rosh Hashanah? We become the subjects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We become B'nai Malachim. And we coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So many Mefarshim ask that what should come first is Yom HaKippurim, that we should become cleansed, and then we should accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech. Yet the order is the exact opposite. Why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom HaKippurim? And finally, our last question. This week's Parsha. Terrible, terrible things happened to Jews in a Holocaust. Terrible, terrible things happened to us in a tochacha. What for? You've heard this before, but now let's try to really, really understand it. Tachas asher lo avadeto Hashem lokecho b'simcha v'tov levav. Because you didn't serve God with joy. Serving God with joy is important. No question, it's important. But it's considered as if we've rejected him to get all those punishments because we weren't besimcha? What does that mean? If we don't serve God with joy, then we do all the mitzvos, we do everything right, We have midos tovos. But we don't serve God with joy, then the tochacha comes onto us with all the awful implications. So a few questions. What does it mean, ki chedvas Hashem hi mi'uzchem, to rejoice on Rosh Hashanah? Why is it that on Rosh Hashanah we first are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMelech, and then we go to Yom HaKippurim? And tachas asher lo avadta Hashem Elokecha b'simcha b'tuv levav. What does that mean? So I want to talk to you about a story you all know. The year is 1964. The name of the protagonist is Stanley Lamchop. When you begin to recognize this, raise your hand. Stanley Lamchop and his younger brother, Arthur, are given a big bulletin board. Stanley hangs it on the wall over his bed. During the night, the board falls down from the wall, flattening Stanley in his sleep. Adventures begin. Flat Stanley moves to California. It's a book from our childhood, right? Or from my children's childhood. Flat Stanley. The answer to all these questions lies in that children's book. Rabosai, there are many, many holy young men and young women who are right now studying in Eretz Yisrael who are flat Stanleys and flat Stanleyettes. What does that mean? They believe in God. They believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. They believe that God has an impact on their lives. And they're going to go in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and they're going to be scared, and they're going to want to do tshuva, and they want to be better. But they're flat. They're flat. Reb Chaim Friedlander says that flat Stanleys don't understand the words on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Zachreinu L'chaim Melech Chofetz B'chaim V'chosveinu B'sefer HaChaim L'man Chalukim Chaim. God, give us life. Flat Stanleys, flat Stanleyettes, when they read those words, they say, God, let my parents live. Let my grandparents live. Let the Jews in Israel be safe. Zachreinu l'chaim. But doesn't make sense. Because we actually lie and we give God, pardon me, too much credit. Zachreinu l'chaim melech chofetz b'chaim. God who wants life. Go to down to Shaarei Tzedek. Go to a hospital. And the odds are that there's somebody who's going to pass away. And you know what? There are two givens in life. And they are taxes and death. And here in Israel, maybe only one. What does it mean, Melech Chofetz B'chaim, that God wants life? It's not true. It's not true. He's not a Melech Chofetz B'chaim. Zachreinu l'chaim, Melech Chofetz B'chaim, v'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, l'mancha l'kim chaim. After 120, after you and I fulfill our role in this world, we're supposed to go back to the earth and be covered up again. So what does it mean, Melech Chofetz B'chaim? So the answer, says Rav Friedlander, he was Mechavein, is a Beferish Maccabees song. Listen to the words. I had to do some research for this. Oh, put me in the book of good life. I won't try to sing it. I just want to live the good life. This could really be a good life. The emphasis over here is the good life. Says Rav Friedlander, Zatzal, Zochreinu l'chaim melech chofetz b'chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live life the way it's supposed to be lived, in three dimensions. Not the dimension of fear, where we fear God, but the joy of having a relationship with Avinu Malkeinu. And the difference between a flat Stanley and someone who's not is the individual who aspires for a good life. Not a life that survives, but Melech Chofetz B'chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to truly live life the way it's supposed to be lived. Tachas Asher Lo Avadito Hashem Elokecha B'simcha V'tuv Levav. The flat Stanleys and the Stanleyettes that go through life, that they're just trying to get by. They're saying, God, let's make a deal. I'm not going to be so bad to you. I'm going to try to be a little bit better. And let me live another year. And let my grandparents are getting old. Let them be okay. God, let's make a deal this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I'm going to be a little better. You be a little bit better. That's not tachas asher lovat. That is not zachrenu l'chaim melech chofetz b'chaim. That's not chafitza b'chaim. That's not a desire of full life. That's not a desire of a true, profound, three-dimensional relationship with Kudsha Brichu. Comes along Ezra, and Ezra says, ki chedvas Hashem, the beautiful joy of talking to God, of feeling God talk to you through His Torah. The desire that we spoke about last time, of Melech Basada, to take God into the field. We spoke about Shlomo Kalbach at 3 in the morning. His ability to express godliness in a subway car. That is Avodas Hashem. That's a life. That's a life. Ki chedvas Hashem. When a person rejoices with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rejoices in that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he miyuzchem, that's what gives us strength. That's what gives us our third dimension. Mayri V'Rabbi Rav Nevensal says, there's no place for tshuva before we eternalize that we are b'nei malachim, that we have a personal relationship with the King. Flat Stanleyette does not have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya. It's only normal at the age of 17, 18, and 19 to still have not developed that part of Avodas Hashem B'Simcha. It takes time. But it starts with recognizing and looking ourselves in the eye, what exactly was Yom HaKippurim about? What exactly is Rosh Hashanah about? Do I really feel that I have that deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Every single person here is capable of developing that. But you have to look for it. You have to work for it. It requires strength. Ki chedvas Hashem imiyuzchem. You need to be strong. There's no brokering between you and God. It's about looking for a much deeper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya in these last few days of El, l'kras lel haslichas, that we should find the depth of Zachreinu l'chaim melech chofetz b'chaim, and we'll go through 120 years, and we'll live them to the maximum, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say that it was a good life. Be'ezer Hashem, may we all be zoicha to a shnas chaim toivim, the real meaning of a shnas chaim toivim v'shalom. Great to learn with you. How was your week?
Amazing.
Baruch Hashem, we're going to have to reschedule the...